Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having Ed Marsh back on the show. And Ed and I have several things in common, and I'm glad he's here. He's the founder and the principal of Consilium, an exporting advisor to American Express Grow Global. And he's here to talk to us about why we should be thinking about veterans whenever we're trying to fill a job. And he's our good friend, Ed Marsh. Welcome back, and happy anniversary, and thank you for your service.
No, thank you as well. It's great to be back with you, Jim.
Happy Veterans Day, I guess I should have said. Hey, Ed, as you know very well, because the first time we met you was a long time before Veterans Day. Right. We promote veterans here all year long. Anytime I get an opportunity, I do a lot of programming over the years with people who are talking about, you know, how to find people, the crisis we have right now in getting good qualified people. And I tell them, if you can find out that any of your applicants are veterans, put them on the top of the list. Don't wait till you weed down through them. Talk to them first. What do you think?
I think absolutely. I mean, you and I are part of a group. I think actually we both volunteered twice at the same dose. You're a rigger, if I remember correctly.
Yep.
So being in the
11 Bravo 5 Papa. You were 11 Bravo 5 Papa too, weren't you?
I was a grunt for sure. So when you're in that community, you understand a lot of the attributes that it brings, that it inculcates in people. And some of it is, to a certain extent, the people that have those attributes are drawn to an environment where they have the opportunity to exercise them. But certainly the military also helps to develop those in people. And they often make not only great employees, but entrepreneurship, I think, is tremendously exciting. And one of the things I love talking to people about is the opportunity as entrepreneurs to build on their military experience to actually grow their business internationally.
Well, you know, I was just talking with Todd Connor, someone I think you know about, with Munker Labs. His research shows that veterans, young veterans at least, are kind of following their generation's path to not being entrepreneurial. What are you seeing out there in your world as you view the landscape? Are you seeing that research tracking that way, or what do you think?
I have not seen that research. What I've done in most of my work with veterans, whether it was as a commander of a VFW post or working with Vet to CEO or organizations like Bunker Labs, I've focused on finding those veterans who do have kind of entrepreneurial aspirations and are part of the entrepreneurship community. And again, often working with them from the angle of how they can build on all of those attributes that are part of often being a veteran to actually have success, not only domestically in business, but internationally too.
Well, that's right. And whereas maybe Todd's focus is heavily on just getting them out of the box, getting them to open up something at all, you're focusing on helping them understand what the potential is, right? What the opportunity is, especially from a global standpoint.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely right. I mean, the interesting thing for all businesses, obviously this is not just restricted to veterans, but it's important to talk about that group, particularly today. But for all businesses, the incredible opportunity is if you start, put your business online and do the basic blocking and tackling effectively, then international buyers are going to find you. And so that becomes really exciting. But the advantage that in many cases veterans bring, or the advantages that veterans bring with them, is they're adaptable to foreign cultures. They've been deployed. They know what it's like downrange. They've got experience with unpredictable environments. They've certainly got comfort with international travel. They've got the adaptability and the resilience comfort, you know, facing down adversity that's fundamental to success in business and certainly to success in international business, as you have to gradually learn how to, you know, the new rules of the road, if you will.
Right. No question about it. Now, there's so many things that veterans are already adapted for. They've already modified their and have adjusted their behavior. They've already made steps. They've taken the steps to make adjustments and to understand, to learn about how the world works outside of the county where they were born. It makes them naturals for this. So when we come back, we're going to talk some more about this. I want to talk about how veterans are already prepared for the extra rigors, and there are a few extra rigors of doing exporting. It's not exactly like opening up a downtown store. 22, right back with Ed Marsh. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.